But it's just so much bigger than anything we could have ever imagined. And when it happens, you're like, that's exactly how it was supposed to happen. It shouldn't have happened any other way. And I really trust that. But sometimes it's like, we only see what's in front of us. We don't actually know in the grand scheme of things, like how things are actually supposed to work out for us and our families and our careers. So the best is yet to come.
Yeah. And don't fight it. Like, that's what I'm working on. Like, this is happening. Accept it and, you know, move on.
Yeah.
Day by day, step by step.
Hey everyone, I'm Jessie Johnstone.
And I'm Marae Froese. We are two curious people always talking to each other about ways to improve our health, keep our relationships strong, be better parents, and keep ourselves feeling confident.
If we aren't talking about the latest and greatest beauty procedure or how to handle a situation with our kids, we're messaging back and forth about the latest current event.
To help us work through all the noise and ensure we are becoming our best, most informed selves, we discuss a new topic with an industry expert every week on the podcast.
Every topic is on the table. There is no TMI in this space.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful sunny day.
It is. It's cold, but it is sunny today. So I'll keep that
I'm
in perspective.
I'm always sweating because I'm pregnant.
With seven,
I have no sense of like temperature right now.
7 weeks left to go.
7 weeks.
So
final stretch.
Yeah.
I was having lunch yesterday and one of my girlfriend's friends was there and she told me her last kid came 5 weeks early. And so I said to Dallas yesterday, I'm like, we practically have 2 weeks just in case. And I'm like, oh my goodness, there's so much to do. And I'm so excited, but also I'm just not there mentally. It's so hard to be like, accept that you're not going to be sleeping and that you're going to have a newborn and all the changes that come with it, but it's very exciting. And I have some other big news, which you know, but everyone else doesn't. So for those of you who don't know, I own a business called Reward Fitness. It's a fitness studio I opened. I like signed the lease when I was pregnant with my daughter and she's turning 4. So, and then opened like just over 3 years ago. And I actually sold my business and somebody's taking over June 1st, which is really exciting. Reward Fitness was a dream. Like, I've always dreamt about opening a boutique fitness studio and a beautiful space where people can come and have great workouts and also like create a sense of community and just feel really motivated and inspired. And I feel like that's what Reward is. And it's a whole new chapter of just transitioning into mom mode and doing this with you and having 2 kids. And it's pretty crazy. So I have like a few weeks left of being at Reward.
That's huge. And it's just bittersweet because it was just a huge dream of yours and you put your heart and soul into it and had it during the most difficult time for gyms ever in the history of like mankind.
Yeah, it's really sad. Like I feel like I have such a mixture of emotions. Like I'm really excited about this new chapter. I don't feel like I never got a mat leave. When Evie was born, I was like so focused on the studio and everything that came with it, which was really exciting and fun. But I don't know the last time in my life I was just able to just be. And like not have a business and not be working and just like be at home, be with the kids and like be really present. And I know everybody says this and you said this to me when I was opening Reward Fitness or like thinking about it. I was personal training Jessie and I told her and she kind of discouraged me in the sense of like not discouraged me, but you were just like, hey, really think about this because you've never been a mom before. And I think you kind of felt like you wished you had more time with your kids, right?
Yeah, I was at the peak of feeling like I'm working too much. I'm not with my kids enough. And I went into the opposite of you.
Yeah.
You were like diving into a business and I was like getting out of a business.
Yeah. And so I have no regrets. Like I'm so thankful for everything. And I honestly, it was a dream job. Like I remember I would be like teaching a class and I would tell Dallas, I'm like, I can't believe this is my life. Like I can't believe this is my job. It's so much fun. It's so rewarding. It doesn't feel like work. But as Evie gets older, I just realized like how precious time is and how quickly they grow up. I know everybody says this, but it took me experiencing it to figure it out because I think I'll always work. Like I'll always have a project or do something on the side. Like I like keeping busy, but I just really want to focus on just simplifying my life a little bit.
Well, I'm so proud of you because opening a business is a huge thing to do. It's a brave thing to do. You saw a dream come true. And I think sometimes we think that we take on these things and they have to last forever and they don't.
I know. I would always joke that like Evie would be taking over the family business.
not everything lasts forever, and that and that it was a great success, and it's, you're leaving on a high, and it's going to go on to a new person, and it's going to be amazing for them. And
exactly. And I know, like, Dallas is like always asking, like, what's next for you? What are you going to be doing next? He's like, I never really imagined you ever not working. Like, since I've known you, you've always had something. I'm like, stop asking me what's next. Like, I don't have a plan. He's like, yeah, but where do you see yourself in like 5 years? And I usually love those questions, but I feel like the older I get, the more experiences I have, I just know it's, you can only plan so much in life. And for coming from someone who is such a planner, I've seen this in almost every area of my life, whether it's like fertility, having kids, or like my business career, or like home, buying a home, whatever it may be, things just don't go according to plan. And obviously you can, I still love planning, but there's only so much you can plan. And I just said, I just want to take it one step at a time. My next stage of life is focusing on the kids, being a good mom, and we're doing this podcast, and we'll see what kind of opportunities arise. But this is my next step.
It's very exciting.
How about you? How are you doing? How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I mean, I really resonate with what you're saying, because as you know, the last year has not gone how I anticipated, and the near future is not going how I, it's not shaping up how I thought it would go. And I've just always reminding myself to just, you know, be at mercy of the universe, because when you do have plans, you can't hold on to them too tight, because they do get blown up. You never know what's going to land on your doorstep. But, you know, like my dad says, these are champagne problems. And, you know, I've been having a hard time with the idea of turning 45. And it's been mentioned on the podcast so many times. And I have to say here, like, I hate right now, I feel like we've talked about stuff on here, and I sometimes think like somebody's going to think like, what a shallow, vapid person with some of the stuff I complain and talk about. And I just want to say, and I hate that we have to say this. I feel like anytime on social media, people are saying this constantly. Obviously, there are worse problems. Obviously, there are bigger issues in the world. Like, I would hope that we can all appreciate and understand that we all know that. That's just not what we're talking about on here. And so I know these problems are just like so minor. I'm so lucky.
It's okay
to complain.
Like, it's okay to go through something and feel like, even myself, like when I see people, I meet someone who's like pregnant and like complain about it, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I know I should be thankful. Like, because like I've lost babies. I'm like, no, I'm like, sometimes it really sucks. Like, I get it. Like, sometimes you're puking and like, and no one's rejoicing when they're puking. No one's rejoicing when like life is hard, and it's okay for it to be hard. It's okay for you to be like, oh my gosh, this is a big deal. Like, I'm turning 45, reevaluate things in your life, and it to be a really real feeling for you. You don't owe anyone an explanation.
No, I'm going to just keep this on here, though. So if anybody ever calls me an asshole and says that I complain about trivial bullshit, I can be like, please refer back. So anyways, I've been thinking about like, okay, other than my face like sagging off my bone structure, why has this been so hard? And you know what? Like, this is a beautiful life and it's going so fast. And that's like super scary to me.
That's part of grieving it too, right? When time goes, and your kids are like older, so they're almost out of the house, and there's a lot of things to be grieving, not to make you feel worse than you do.
No, there's so many things to celebrate, but it's just, life is just going so fast. It's like, oh my gosh, can you please slow down? Like, I just want to take it all in a little bit slower, but you know, I'm just really grateful. And you know, yeah.
What do you feel like going into 45? Do you have any goals or anything you want to focus on for the next 5 years before the next milestone?
I just think they're really big years for my kids. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've taken so much. We've had some great podcasts, like with Naomi and Carlene and Andrew. And I've really taken things that they've all said and implemented my life. And you just were like, when you got here, like, you look so good. I swear to you, it's because I'm healthier because of them. So next 5 years, like just being grateful for my health and staying healthy. And, you know, I really just think this is a time of my life where it's really about my kids. Like, they're, I have two teenagers and I have a little guy that's now really involved in sports, and it's just about them and being with the family and supporting them. And that's, you know, the podcast and then,
which, like, is all beautiful things, but I want to go back to you. I love, we love your kids, love your family. I'm just joking. But I want to go back to, you said that you attribute how good you look today on what you learned in the podcast. I want to hear about what you've actually changed.
Well, when I'm shopping, I'm thinking about Naomi and what she said and about Whole Foods. And
have you become better at that?
Yes.
Good.
I've cut out a lot of crap.
Good. And it's not even like cutting out crap, it's also choosing more organic options and like washing your fruits and vegetables and being more aware of ingredients too.
Yeah. And just, I think about like that kind of stuff. And then from Carlene, what I really think about is she talked about how she goes on Sundays and gets like the groceries for the week and she's planning. So I was thinking about, okay, when does this work for me to do this? Just plan, get ahead, and then you just have the week set up a little bit better and it's just less stressful. And then Andrew, obviously our conversation, just implementing more weights in my workout. I mean, it's just changed. Like, honestly, you know, you were harassing me and so was my best friend, one of my best friends, MJ, about adding weights. And I think I was working out for like 2 months and not doing weights. I was just doing cardio and literally nothing changed, and a month of weights and I'm way happier with my body. And
yeah, I know I re-listened to our episode with Andrew. And I'm just like daydreaming about having this baby and lifting weights and getting on like a really good workout routine and just feeling strong. Like, I just feel like there's nothing better than feeling strong and just like healthy and like you have like control over your health.
And I think when you do it, and what Andrew says is so important, I hope everybody listens to the episode, is you do something you love because that's what you're going to stick to. And then when you have that routine going, it's actually really quick how fast you see differences. Just, I was just even standing straighter. You know, I was just moving differently. So that's all great. I mean, honestly, Marae, things have just gone so differently than I expected they would this last year and going into the future. I'm just like not even planning anything. I'm just at the mercy of the universe right now. I'm just going with every day.
Well, our perspective, I know you say the universe, I say God, but our perspective is so limited. Like, we can just see what's right in front of us. And there's a way bigger picture that we don't see. And even in the trials and the hardships and, you know, with the different fertility losses I had, like even I was reflecting on Mother's Day and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I just remember like 4 years of different Mother's Days where I remember one time it was like right after the first Mother's Day after my stillbirth. And I was at a coffee shop and I ran into this girl who like maybe like 10 years ago, we were like acquaintances. Like, I hadn't seen her or talked to her in years. And I was in line and I honestly didn't even like really connect that it was Mother's Day. It was just in the morning. And she comes up to me like teary eyed and was like, I'm so sorry for your loss today. Must be so hard for you. And I just had this like pit in my stomach and I was like, didn't know what to say. And I just got out of the line and went home and cried and stayed in bed all day. And I just remember in that moment feeling like so helpless, so upset, thinking I'd never have a baby. And especially with all the loss that I went through and just like, just obviously really devastated. And like thinking like years later now, I have like 4-year-old and another kid on the way. And I would have never seen this in my future. I thought it was impossible, but what we see is so limited. And it's whatever's right in front of us is what we see. And I say God's plan, you say the universe's plan, but it's just so much bigger than anything we could have ever imagined. And when it happens, you're like, that's exactly how it was supposed to happen. It shouldn't have happened any other way. And I really trust that. And so when you have that perspective in life, you can kind of sit back and relax a little bit more because you're like, you know what, who am I to like make all these plans and think I know what's best for me? I mean, sometimes we do, but sometimes it's like, we only see what's in front of us. We don't actually know in the grand scheme of things, like how things are actually supposed to work out for us and our families and our careers. So the best is yet to come.
Yeah. And don't fight it. Like, that's what I'm working on. Like, this is happening, accept it and, you know, move on.
Yeah.
Day by day, step by step. Okay. A little bit of hot tea. So where are you with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm obsessed with House and Habit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an Instagram page. And I always forget her name. Do you remember? Like, her real name, you might just call her House and Habit. So she's like an amazing journalist who's like uses her social media to cover different stories, a lot of like celebrity drama stories, and is like so in depth. And I can't even comprehend how much time she puts into these stories. That's the only outlet I look at. I don't watch the news or anything. I also think it's very biased, like on the news. And she gives like really real information. And she has so many followers that she gets a lot of like insider scoop stuff. Anyway, I find like I go through phases with the trial where I'll like watch it. But then if I don't have time, I feel like I'm so behind. I want you to tell me what you think first and then I'll tell you what I think.
Well, firstly, just about her Instagram, she's so creative. Like the music and the clips.
Oh, with House and Habit.
She's so artistic. It's crazy.
That's why I said it actually takes so much time.
Oh,
to create.
It's incredible. And she would like went to the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and she has four boys, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The other thing, interesting thing about her is that she lives in Los Angeles. So the one doctor that testified, like she lives in their neighborhood.
I know.
So she's right in there in that community. What I would say about it is like, I feel like everybody's always, it's either or, and it's not, it's both. I think it was a very toxic relationship, and whether he or her was, you know, started in a healthy place, they both just went so gross in that relationship. I mean, who defecates on a bed? Like who even thinks to do something like that? But you know, his text messages were really gross. So I'm just not super impressed with either of them. I mean, I have an opinion, but I don't think it's very nice. And I don't know if it's true. So
I think Amber is out to lunch. I think she is like, sorry, I'm allowed to say that. I know people, everyone has their own opinions. This is my opinion. I just watch her on the stand and I'm like, oh my goodness. She's just like constantly like lip quivering and no tears coming out. Like it just doesn't even make sense. I've seen videos of her posing to take a picture with a Kleenex. Did you see that? Did I send that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what? Testimonies speak for themselves, like character witnesses and stuff. Like the amount of people that have come up and said that she's like a narcissist, that she's a liar, that she only cares about fame, that she treats people poorly. Like the testimonies about her character from close friends, people who have worked with her are all really horrible. I don't think one person has said anything positive. Whereas Johnny Depp at least has that reputation. And I'm not saying that Johnny Depp was like kind to her, like, you know, that treated her well. But some people bring out the worst in you and bring out, make you a monster.
No, that's what I mean.
And I think we've all been in those situations where we've been in relationships where it's like, that's not even me. I don't even know who that person is. It like, you sink down to that person's level and it's so toxic. And I do feel like that probably happened because past relationships that he's been in, which he's been in a lot of relationships, no one's had anything negative to say about him.
But they sure have about her.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I think that she struggles with some mental health issues. And I think that she, in general, has had some very toxic relationships. But I definitely think it got the better of him and he didn't act very
nice. This is why I always say, I feel like the most important decision you'll ever make in your life is who you choose to spend your life with. Because your partner in life will either make or break your life. Like, how it can go, like think about Johnny Depp, and he has absolutely everything like materialistically that anyone would want in their life. He has like the fame, amazing career, finances, like doesn't he own an island, like kids, all of that stuff. And like this girl has like ruined everything in his life. And it's pretty scary.
It's terrible and it's sad. Anyways, alrighty.
Wait, before we end this, we are interviewing Lori today.
Yeah, that's super exciting. Dr. Lori Brado, amazing sex therapist, has been on the Netflix show, The Principles of Pleasure, has an incredible book about mindfulness and sex, and really excited to talk to her.
We're interviewing her today. And this is a really awesome topic because I feel like it doesn't matter who you are. This is something you want to know more about, especially if you're in like a long-term relationship. How do we spice things up?
I also think, you know, feeling like your situation is normal. Like I think sometimes when you know this is typical, this is normal, it's okay, I can work on this. This can get better. That helps people.
And I think that it's also helpful to be a little bit inspired. Like I feel like after this episode, like I'm personally going to be inspired to make more of an effort.
Yeah, like have some tools to work with and some things to focus on.
It's so
on.
Awkward talking about it because Dallas is like, you're interviewing a sex therapist. You're not going to be talking about our sex life, are you?
Well,
I'm like, of course not. And I'm like so cautious about every, I feel like I'm going to think through everything.
This person I know.
Yeah. An anonymous person wants to know.
No, I asked my friends, a couple of my friends, one of my group chats, and I'm like, do you have any questions? And one of them was like, can you ask why I'm so funny during sex, but like it doesn't translate when I'm not having sex? I was like, pardon me.
What?
Yes, I always come up with the jokes when I'm having sex with my husband, but then I'm not funny otherwise. I'm like, oh gosh. Okay.
See, I asked, like, I have like 12 friends or like 10 or 12 friends in a group chat, and I asked them too, do you guys have any questions? And the only thing they asked is to ask her if she knows what Tracy's dog is.
I don't know what that is. Am I going to be grossed out?
No, it's a sex toy.
Oh.
We'll talk about it offline.
Okay.
anyway, tune in. I think it'll be fun and hopefully we're all inspired and our partners love us a little more next week.
Yeah, exactly. Keep those partners happy. That's what it's all about.
And us happy.
Yeah. Okay. Chat later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something new and helpful.
We'll see you next Thursday. And in the meantime, be sure to rate, review, and follow along on your favorite podcast app.
And tell us more about what you want to hear on the podcast by sending a DM to our Instagram at TMM About Podcast.
Chat soon.